Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back in our Hilchos Nida series here on Nahar Torah. Today we're going to be discussing Dine Hargosha. We're going to explain exactly what that is later. But first, I'm going to just recap what we've done. So now that we are all on the same page and understand similar terms and concepts, it's time to dive into the nitty-gritty of Hilchos Nida. Now in the previous shiurim, we mentioned the concept of a Nida D'oraisa. And today we're going to first bring down the four requirements which make a woman Nida D'oraisa. And then we are going to examine one of them very intently, which is Dine Hargosha, the title of this year. Now the Gemara Nida in 57b brings down that a woman is Tmeya Nida only if the blood leaves her uterus and she has a Hargosha. This also the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Halacha Lamaisa. And therefore we are going to require her to have a Hargosha. Now Hargosha means, literally speaking, a feeling, essentially. She is feeling that her uterus is opening. Hargasha is to feel in Hebrew. Now, and therefore, we're going to have to define that. But just to summarize, we have four requirements. And that is that, first of all, the blood needs to come from the uterus. The second is that the blood has to leave the uterus and enter the vaginal canal, the prosdor. The third is that she has to have a hargasha. And the fourth and final is that it needs to be the correct color. These are the four requirements to make a woman Nida D'oraisa. Now, we're saying Hargosha, that she feels, and it's kind of wishy-washy. So let's look at what the Poskim have to say. The Rambam says that Hargosha, he gives more of a definite, something that's tangible. He says Mizdazeya Gufa, meaning that her body shakes and trembles. Now, this I don't think he's talking here about period pains. It's not that, but rather that her body would shake. The Trumos Hadeshin says it's when she feels the Pesichas Hamekor, the opening of the uterus. And this is what we're going to deal with this perhaps a little tomorrow. Can the Mekor open without blood coming leaving the uterus? Is there a requirement? What's really going on there? But the Trumos Hadeshin says that a Hargosha is when she feels the opening of the uterus. And the Noda de Biyehuda writes that it's if she feels some liquid come out of any place in the area of her body. So these are the three opinions, and it's crucial now to understand, I just want to explain, these are three opinions, right? It's a machlokas between them. Now, however we pass an halacha lemaisa, you need to speak to your rav. But just to get a good and general understanding of the framework of Hilchos Nida, these are the three opinions. Not everybody agrees with the Noda de Biyehuda. There's a lot of arguments about this and what it means. But we now need to understand why Hargosha is one of the requirements of making a woman Nida D'oraisa. So we need to understand that the requirement of Hargosha is to get a woman out of a suffix. Okay, so for example, if this woman sees blood, but she's not sure where it came from, if she has a Hargosha, meaning she, let's say we take the simple, she feels the uterus opening, then we know, and therefore there's no suffix. She's definitely Nida D'oraisa, or if she says, I didn't have one, then she says, I'm not. Or perhaps we require a woman we require Hargosha because it's the only way to make a woman Nida D'oraisa. It in of itself is intrinsic requirement. The Nafka Mina is, if we know for sure that blood came from her, but she didn't have a Hargosha, right? Because if she didn't have a Hargosha, then if we say it's a requirement for her to become Nida D'oraisa, well, she didn't have one, so it's therefore Derabbanan. But if we say it's to get us out of a suffix, because we don't know where the blood came from, she would for sure be Nida D'oraisa. Now, that's explaining the Nafka Mina. Now, the two answers are brought down from the Sidrei Tahara and the Rambam. The Sidrei Tahara, as well as the Tosfos Rid, explains that she can become Tmeya even if she doesn't have a Hargasha. So this is more likely that it's to get us out of a Safik. Whereas the Ramban and the Aruch HaShulchan said in order to become Tmeya D'oraisa, she needs to have a Hargasha, like the other side. And Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, Rav Moshe Paskins, that the only way that a woman can be Nida D'oraisa is if she had a Hargasha, meaning it's intrinsic to Nida D'oraisa. And with this, we're going to finish today's shir. Bezrat Hashem, the Chayolim should have a lot of Hatzlacha in all of their wars. They should be safe, and they should be able to protect Am Yisrael and come home safe, as Am Yisrael is waiting for them.